It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
Once again, it's time for the Gardening Corner with Dwayne Hasted, who is our in-studio guest this sunny, windy day, and we probably need some sunshine and wind to dry some things up out there.
You know, it kind of is dried on the top of the ground, but it's sure spongy underneath, and this wind will help, and the sunshine feels great.
Yeah.
And back to the garden.
I've talked to a few people that haven't even got anything planted in their garden yet, but it's still plenty of time.
Oh, you know, a lot of people say you shouldn't be planting till Memorial Day, and I guess Memorial Day is just down the block here, so.
Yeah, they had a lot of frost up in northern Minnesota the last couple of days, couple of mornings.
I don't think we have any worries about frost anymore, but it has been cold. Things haven't really been growing, and some sunshine would help.
Well, I hope there's no frost. You got all the hanging baskets out in Dawson.
Yep, we got it all planted, so that's great. So yeah. If people have questions, please feel free to call and or email them to us, and we'd be glad to answer the questions.
Well, we have a couple of questions. One concerns evergreens, and I was telling Dwayne that I got an email. I get updates from the DNR, and they kind of keep us updated on diseases and things, you know, out in the forest. And up in northern Minnesota, they've got I forget what the worm was called, but it's been kind of hard on the evergreen trees up there. And this first one has to do with evergreen trees. It says, please discuss problems that evergreens can have. I've got some 30-year-old spruce and pines that have completely dead branches starting at the bottom, moving up. I've also got a 4-foot spruce that has purple needles with the new growth coming in green. And I was just wondering if you'd seen any signs of these worms or whatever around this area.
I haven't seen any signs of the worms, but the question that we just had has been around here for many, many, many years. The purple color on the evergreens is a fungus disease, okay? Also, it could be help with the nutrition. So you should fertilize that and spray that tree with a fungicide. And we recommend a product called XL, which is an Earth Elements product, and mix it with a liquid fertilizer and spray on those trees. We're just starting to do that. We'll be spraying evergreens next week because you want the bud at the end to elongate, which is called a candle, and you want that to start forming needles on there so that when you spray it, you protect those new growth.
So how do you get those big tall ones sprayed?
Well, I can spray about 35 feet, and I know that doesn't hit some of them, but XL is a biological, which means it's a fungus bacteria solution. So those creatures, which is a living creature, will migrate up the rest of the tree and will take care of that.
Yeah, I was just wondering, do you have anything that's taken up through the roots or whatever that you could put down instead of spray?
I don't have a systemic fungicide, but, you know, for like the emerald ash borer on the ash trees, which is being a problem, they're cutting like 6,000 of them down in the Twin Cities. Did you see that?
I thought it was 60,000.
60,000. Yeah. That's crazy. And some of them don't even have it.
No, they're getting rid of them and planting other varieties of trees.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
There's a product. It's a systemic insecticide. It takes care of the insect, okay? It takes care of that emerald ash borer. And you can use it on other insects, you know, like your birch trees. And what you do is you mix it with water, pour it around the base of your tree, and it's a systemic, and it'll take it up into the tree.
So why don't they do that down there instead of...
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's crazy because it takes a long time for those trees to get that big.
Well, they're just wiping them out.
Yeah.
Or spray it with XL and a product we call Balance, which is a liquid fertilizer that you mix those two together and you spray on the trees. And I'm saying that will take care of the problem.
Yeah, and all these products that Dwayne talks about on the gardening show, he has those available at all three locations.
Yeah, or else I wouldn't be talking about them.
Yeah, or else
you can, I wouldn't have them.
Or else you can hire Heather to do a lot of those things, too, if you don't have time to do it yourself.
Exactly.
Or the equipment.
Yep. The landscaping crew has been really busy, got a lot of projects, but if you have any landscaping questions or projects, we'd be glad to give people an estimate. And we have lots of trees and shrubs and pavers and walls and We do all that type of stuff.
I bet it's been hard on the landscaping crew with all this rain we've been getting.
Nah, they don't like me telling them go out and work in the mud. But, you know, the last few days we've been out there, and it's pretty sticky, but got to get those things done.
I saw they were busy in Dawson last week. They were planting some of those new Japanese lilacs and got all the flower beds, and now you got the hanging baskets up over there in Dawson too.
And City of Madison ordered some hanging baskets too, so they're going to have some hanging baskets, and Boomer Fernhouse is making or having somebody make special brackets so we can hang them.
Okay, yeah, those really are gorgeous, and you know, you take good care of those too, because they really fill out. And when you water those, Duane, do you mix some kind of...
We put fertilizer in there.
Okay, what do you use for those?
We do a variety of things because, you know, most of them are petunias. Petunia is like a slightly acid soil. So we put Muracid in, you know. We do it every other week, put Muracid 1 week. We put Miracle-Gro 1 week, and we use Earth Elements Balance, like we were talking about, another week.
So that would be a good mixture, a good thing to do then if you start planting flower pots.
You bet. I mean, your plants, especially in a pot, you know, the only nutrients that's going to get is what you give it. So don't be afraid to fertilize them, because they'll do a lot better.
Yeah. And speaking of planting pots, you know, we have Memorial Weekend coming up. And can they still bring a pot in or have you do it? You got
you
time? Or?
Yep. We've been doing a lot of pots. So the ones that we normally do are all done. And if people have their own pots or graduation pots, you know, that they need done, we'd be glad to plant them up for them.
Or if you want to do it yourself, you got a lot of bedding plants.
We have lots of bedding plants. Greenhouses are full, still a good selection, and they look really nice. So we can make that pot look like it's been there for a month.
Plus you have all the soils and fertilizers they'll need.
Yep, we have soils. We use a product called SunGrow, which is a soilless soil, which has peat moss and bark and perlite. And that does really good, and we use all that in our planters and grow all our plants in that. And if you're still doing your garden, we have tons of vegetables left to plant. You know what I had last night, Terry?
What?
I was out at Paul Palmgren's, and he smoked us some prime rib, and then he had sweet potatoes with it.
Oh, boy.
And boy, were they good.
He smoked the sweet potatoes?
He did those in the oven. He baked them like a baked potato.
Okay.
And that was really, really good. So if you don't, we have sweet potato plants, and you're probably lucky you haven't planted your sweet potato plants yet, because it's been plenty cold out there.
I got them probably, must be almost 2 weeks ago, and I've been keeping them in an ice cream pail with some moist dirt, and they still look good. I just didn't get them planted because it got too wet and too cold out there.
Yep, and they like it hot. So we have a good selection of sweet potatoes and a couple other plants that I would encourage you to put in your garden. I don't know if you planted them, Terry, but it's called a honey nut squash.
No, I haven't planted
it. You should put
that.
A honey nut squash into your... It's a really sweet squash. It has a little nutty taste to it. And then here it is, Terry. Here's the tag from it, Terry. If honey nut squash is a new squash out there. It was new last year.
Oh, it's a butternut style.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you haven't planted that one, that's pretty awesome.
Well, I guess when I get back to Dawson, you got some of these in Dawson?
Yeah, we have plants of them, okay?
Okay.
So you plant it in a hill. We have 4 plants per hill, and it's a really good squash.
Now, most butternut, the Waltham butternut is resistant to the squash borer. Are these?
Yes, those are too.
Yeah, how come only butternut squash are resistant to those things?
We're all different, I guess. So.
Yeah, I can never figure that out. Why can't they make pumpkins and other vining crops resistant to those buggers, do you know?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll
the
have to try that.
The other one is, have you ever done the spaghetti squash? Have you done that one?
I've had that before, but I wasn't impressed with that. It's kind of flavorless.
You know, some of us that are diabetic, and you know you're not supposed to eat pasta. Pasta's on my Dr. Virgie forbidden list. And so if you do this spaghetti squash and you, you know, slice it, and it kind of comes out, you know, if you like spaghetti, okay, and you use that for your noodles. And so it's kind of like pasta. It depends on what you put on it, you know. So
well, my daughter-in-law just, we had kind of an online Pampered Chef party, and we got a thing on there where we can make our own pasta out of vegetables. You know, take a zucchini, and you got this tool that kind of makes it like.
Yep.
So we're going to try that.
Yep. Well, that's what the spaghetti squash kind of thing is, too. So that's good. We had another question, not really a question, but a comment that the fern leaf peonies are in bloom, or they call Memorial Day peonies. So I guess they know when Memorial Day is because they're blooming.
Yep, and the Japanese peony I noticed this morning out in Kenzie's garden is blooming.
Do you have a pink one?
No, it's what? Kind of a dark, I don't know, dark
magenta?
Pink.
Yeah.
I don't know what you'd call it, almost dark pink.
It's pretty, though, aren't
yeah.
they? They're gorgeous.
They just get huge, the flowers on those things.
Japanese tree peony or Japanese peonies, if you don't have that in your garden, that is absolutely gorgeous at this time of year.
Yeah, and they're really hardy.
And then the intersectional peonies are kind of cross between a garden peony and a Japanese peony. And I have those blooming in our backyard, and we have yellow ones, and those are absolutely gorgeous.
And are they hard to get? I haven't
They're
seen
very,
my, yeah.
very hard to get, but you know who has them?
Heather.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. The intersectional peonies aren't cheap, but you haven't seen those on the market because it kind of takes a long time for them to propagate.
Well, those fern leaf peonies aren't cheap either.
No, and they're the same price. But the fern leaf peonies are sure gorgeous.
Yeah. We do have a question, too. A person called, and they wanted to know, can you plant tomatoes in the same spot year after year, or is it best to rotate them? I told them, I said, well, I always rotate mine, but then not everybody has the space, you know, to rotate them.
It would be good if you rotated them, but if you, I mean, absolutely can't, make sure that you amend the soil, maybe with some peat moss or add nutrients to that soil, and that'll help take care of that problem.
And a lot of times, you know, they end up with that tomato blight or whatever in that spot, too, and I think that kind of stays in the soil there.
Yep, that's probably the number one reason why you would rotate them, okay? So
okay.
Good idea to rotate. It's a good idea to change your garden up anyway.
Yeah. What about your hours now for Memorial Weekend? I would guess you'll be open regular hours tomorrow and then Saturday and then close Sunday and Monday?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So if you want to do some gardening this weekend, get in there either today, tomorrow, or Saturday because Heather Floral will be closed on Sunday and Monday. So if you need something, stock up now or get what you need, the plants and everything.
Tomato plants look great and sweet potato plants. And again, try that honey nut squash. That's really good.
Yeah, I'm going to get some of that and try that because I always like to plant a few squash out there. And potatoes that I planted a while ago, I didn't get them in on Good Friday, but boy, they are just really growing nice.
We have a good selection of seed potatoes left.
Yeah, it's not too late to plant those either.
Oh, and it's not too, you know what? It's been kind of cool in the ground, so things haven't really popped out. So we get some sunshine now. We got plenty of moisture, so things will really grow. And don't forget the fertilizer.
Yep, and Dwayne had a really, really good turnout for his benefit, and Dwayne is on the mend. He's doing quite well, and we'd like to thank everybody that helped out with it and everybody that attended.
It was Betty and I were overwhelmed. We had over 50 volunteers helping, and thank you, Terry and Kim Miller and everybody else that helped with that, and a lot of people donated food and milk, etc. I appreciate all that, and especially thank you to everybody that came. It was like friends coming, and family coming, and then that just keep coming, and you don't even remember that you had that many friends.
We're so lucky we live where we do.
Yeah, we are, and I thank you all for coming and for your generosity towards us and your prayers.
Okay, and we got to go. Time is up, and join us again next Thursday for the Gardening Corner with Heather Floral.